Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sure. TMS is brought to you daily, by and large, by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Bicca, Sean Francis, and Elvish Link. Coming up on TMS, lawns are stupid and dumb.
No PR, no HR, and no Lieutenant Yar.
The unbreakable Kimmy shit.
Frog Pants, the matchmaking specialist.
Stupid Pioneer Day.
Alexander the Great can happen to anyone.
Napoleon was exiled without tots. Gosh!
Thanks a lot, He-Man, you dick.
I'm so glad humans can't explode.
You can eat rice, but not if you're a pigeon.
Prison-approved podcast.
Double-dip firework day.
Bureaucratic nimrods.
The whale exploded. Oh, the huge manatee.
Dan, the tabletop man, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
We're going to play a wonderful game called Who is My Daddy and What Does He Do?
Kiss my butt.
The Morning Stream. Yes, I'm not easy to get along with, am I?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It's Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian Ibbett.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, did July just fly by, or is it just me?
I thought June was fast.
Yeah.
I was wrong about June. July is some kind of maniac. I don't get it.
It's totally true, yeah.
And the weird bit is it should feel slow to me because this was the month, early in the month, the 4th through the 6th or 7th or whatever it was, that we were sick and had no water. Like, that should have slowed time down and made everything feel eternal. No, it still feels like the month just flew by like some kind of bat out of hell, and I don't like it one bit. No, sir, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Look, I'm not asking for much in this life. I just would like time to stop ticking like it's on fire. Like, we have to. What are we such a hurry for?
I know.
Slow down, everybody.
Is this the way things are going to go from now on as we get older, Scott? Is that we're going to feel like, because I heard, you know, always heard my parents complaining about how it felt like time was going so fast, and I always felt like, oh my God, it's going so slow.
Right? Remember when you thought 3 months out of school was an eternity and you couldn't wait to get going and you were just going to be there forever? No, 3 months is zero nothing. It's nothing. 2 years is nothing. Everything's nothing.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
What are we even doing? Yeah, I know, Chad. I bring up time sometimes. All right, calm down.
Sometimes.
Let's get on with the things at hand, though, so we can be part of time, not against it all the time.
Let's contribute to time and not take away from it.
Happy to say that we had a miracle, a Christmas miracle here at the house.
Oh, nice. A Christmas in July miracle.
Yep, a July Christmas miracle happened, and that was that we finally figured out what the hell was wrong with our sprinklers. Totally separate from our other water issue.
Yeah.
We couldn't figure out why one station was like dribbling, other ones had perfect pressure, and other stations were like freaking out and kind of being both at the same time somehow. We just couldn't figure out what's going on. And we've had three different people come and look at it and go, like, what? We had one guy, a neighbor who does this for a living. He's like, oh, I'd love to help you out. Can I come over there and help you out? I'm like, sure, come on over. So he comes over and he looks at it and goes, or before he says anything, he says to me, ah, this is nothing. You're going to, you know, you'll be surprised how easy this stuff is. Just sit and watch, you know. And he comes over and he does stuff for about 45 minutes or an hour. And by the time he's done, he's like, I don't know what the hell you got going here. So I was like, not easy, huh? Nope, not easy. So he didn't do it. Another guy didn't do it or couldn't figure it out. And the only other way to figure it out was dig stuff up, and it was going to cost more. And I'm like, well, let's, before we do that, let's get somebody who kind of really knows. So the guy we got was Kim's brother-in-law, Devin. I guess he's my brother-in-law too, somehow, through marriage.
Sure. I was going to say that's,
yeah. I actually introduced him to Kim's sister.
Oh, really?
He and I worked together forever ago. And then he was working in the warehouse of this company I was in sales for. And I, this would have been, oh gosh, 2000 or 99, 98, something like that. Yeah. And, I introduced them and they got married, and he's very handy kind of dude, you know, knows how to do stuff, and did sprinkling with his brother for a business for a long, long time. So he knows his stuff. Yesterday was the 24th. Utah celebrates Stupid Pioneer Day. I only say it's stupid because your fireworks kept me up all night, you bastards. Two in a month. What do you? Yeah, so should, such a twofer.
They need to make that. That's one of those days that they could say, we're going to do this on the last Saturday of the month, or the second to last Saturday of the month, or something like that, so that it's not a work day for most people the next morning.
Completely. 1,000%, if that's possible, yeah. Agree. Yeah. It's not possible, yeah. But I do wish to increase my percentage of agreement. But anyway, it was gnarly, and I don't like how we get to double dip in fireworks, and the rest of the country doesn't. It just annoys me. But anyway, so he's got the day off because a lot of locals get the day off. Mm-hmm. Not us, though. We work, you know, you and I. We do what we got to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So Devin comes over, and Devin says, I'm fixing this today. I don't care what happens. And he brought his son, who's now 16, big heaping helping of a boy. He's got all kinds of muscles now, and he's working out, and you know, so he'll be good for any kind of lifting or digging or whatever. So they come over and he figures it out. Basically, when they built the house, so this is like a 10-year mystery for us since we've been here 10 years now. When they built the house, they tied, you're supposed to have these stations separate. You have the one branch out place. Well, the way it works at our house, so you have one out front and one in the back. And I forget what those are called, but you know, the underground turn it on things. What are those called?
Oh, yeah. You've got two of those?
Yeah, we have two of those set up, which should mean that we've got good, you know, better overall distribution, because you're going to have better pressure in the back, better pressure in the front. Like, the idea of having two is a little unusual, but it does benefit you if you have that. Anyway, they put one in front, one in back. Fine, no problem. But then whoever ran all of the piping for this connected them at some point, and did so in like a spider web sort of way. So it's all skiwampus going off in different directions. Basically had to tear that whole junction out in the two points and then re-pipe all of that. But he did all this so fast. He had all this shit in his truck. It was great. He did while we were on the show, he did it. And by the time I got upstairs after the show, it was maybe another half an hour they were here, but then they were done. It was great. And of course, they're not charging us because they're family and they're just being nice, which is really nice of him. And he owed us anyway, because Kim does shit for them all the time. Anyway, it's fixed. So now everything works right. The pressure's right. All that lawn that we had to let kind of die a little bit during July because we couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. That's all getting, it's starting
to come back.
Yeah, it's just sucking it in like all night. Nice. Last night, it just sucked in the rain or the pipes. Anyway, long and the short of it, all it takes is somebody who knows what the frick they're doing.
You know, now that you say that, we do have two, and they're just side by side in connecting bins, tangent bins. So,
oh, weird.
Yeah, we have one that goes in the front, and then one that goes to the back, and then it goes to our Rachio.
We're doing that too. We have that same brand. Do you like how that's worked out? I love it.
Yeah, the fact that it's like, oh, it's raining today. We're going to skip your, you would normally have a watering today, but we're going to skip it because you're getting, 0.31 inches of rain. So we know we can skip.
It is pretty cool. That thing's smart enough. And it's also smart enough to know when the forecast got it wrong and didn't rain. It doesn't stupidly just not go. It goes, oh, well, it didn't rain. We're going to go ahead and go. Like, it's a really cool system, but we had it tied to this nightmare. That was never ride, dribble over here, spray too much over here. Is it a broken head? No, it's not. Is it a pebble in there somehow? No. It was never anything we thought it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Now that it's all worked out, we had to go do the, you make photos of the zones for the app.
Yeah, for the app, yeah.
We did all that again, and I think we're good. What's funny
is... that's the other thing I love about it, though, by the way, is that, you know, you can be... The first time we run it every year... we have to figure out if there are any zones that, you know, the frozen, because some of the pipes were put a little bit too close to the surface. So if there was any water in there, yeah, it'll crack and there'll be stuff that has to get replaced.
Right.
So I can actually go and stand in the safe area right by a zone with the app and go, all right, run this for 1 minute. And then I check and see what the sprinklers are doing. It's like, all right, these are good. Turn it off. Go to the next one. I don't have to keep running back and forth to the garage and that sort of thing.
Yeah, same deal. We really like that thing, but as it turned out, it was like putting lipstick on a pig because what was underground was
the problem
was
effed. Already deep in. Yeah.
But good now. So
good.
Also, you get a break on your water. I didn't know we were getting this, but by having that system, that app and everything, they give you a break on your water prices because it saves so much.
Doing something efficient. Yeah. Oh, I wonder if they do it here too.
Right? The house one, we get money back from the heater or utilities people for when we because we have a smart thermostat, like you guys have one too, I'm sure.
Yeah, that one we do get a discount with the smart thermostat here. I'm just looking to see Rachio rebates program. Maybe that's it.
Oh, it might be. I don't know if it comes down to your local utilities thing has to have a deal. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, maybe.
But we get some break on that. But it won't make up for the 65,000 gallons we wasted.
No, probably not. Probably not going to make a difference.
Yeah, so it's one of those deals. But anyway, sprinkler hell, we're out of it now. Kim, I've never seen Kim so happy. She's so relaxed. Like, she was stressing about this pretty bad because we were thinking, great, the lawn's already turning brown because it's the hottest summer on record. And we haven't been able to properly water anything. The HOA gets pissy. We'd rather, part of me was just like, just tear it out and zero scape it all.
Very good. Well done. Well done, Scott.
I got to enunciate that for people. But we thought about doing that. We may still do that. You have to have some percentage of plants out there no matter what, like Russian sage or something.
It's because of the your HOA.
Yeah. They got to have some. That's so dumb. But anyway, if we end up doing that, I still want to do that because I think lawns are dumb. Lawns are stupid and dumb, and they are a colossal waste of water for very little benefit. Like, all you're doing is just saying, hey, look at me and my cool green lawn, and yay for water.
Yeah, exactly. My lawn's better. Oh, yours is looking better. Oh, no, I need to increase how much I water and blah, blah, blah. Now I need to spend more money. And
it's not my favorite.
So thing. Unnecessary.
Completely agreed.
Couple little patches for the dogs. That's all you need.
There you go. See? Especially now I don't have little kids anymore, although little kids visit, but I don't need a big yard. I don't need nothing. I just need to not spend big, large amounts of money on water that was just to make something green. That's lame, you know?
Right.
One day we're going to have water wars, and we're going to all be pissed that we shot all that down into the earth and just said, there you go, water.
Totally. You know? Yep.
Speaking of... stupid stuff. I think I have to go do jury duty. I was really hoping.
Oh, really? You got your information back, huh?
Yeah. So last time I did this, I got nothing back. Time before that, I forgot about it, never submitted, never heard anything. Right. This time I'm like, all right, I'm going to send it in like I did last time, but I'm going to be really adamant that I am the sole provider in this home, that I don't have a lot of time, that time off means a real ding to my business, blah, blah, blah. And I did all that. And I was real transparent about it, right? I wasn't making
stuff
up.
Did they just send back a letter that was like just them going, shrug?
Yeah. Or an animated GIF of a guy rubbing his eyes saying boo boo or whatever.
Right. Yes, right.
Well, anyway, so I got emails, but this is the weird thing. I get two emails. First one says, we received your thing. You're going to receive sometime after this email another email that will have a link to a thing, and you're going to want to have this number from this email to put into that email so that it's the right number so you can fill out the rest of this form. And I'm like, oh my gosh, really? And the funny thing is the email that was supposed to come after actually came first, so that was really confusing because it asked for this number I didn't have yet. But then this said, oh no, you'll be getting an email that'll ask for this number. I'm like, okay, this is who made this? Who's the bureaucratic Nimrod who made this form? Anyway, so I get all that, and I go to fill it out, and it's kind of the same exact form, weirdly. Even though it said the purpose is you're now next step. We've got your first form. We approve it. This is the one I handwrote and sent back in the old-fashioned way. And they said, now you got to fill this out again. And then I'm like, okay, why am I doing this twice? I don't know, but okay, fine. I'll do it twice. And now I wait for getting called.
Sounds like the government.
Yeah. So inefficient,
sounds
dude.
Typical. Yeah.
I mean, who's...
How soon is this...
That part, they were not at all specific about.
So they didn't say, like, you know, coming up in August or end of July?
They essentially just said that I'm on call. It's kind of what it... I can't remember the exact wording, but it felt like it was like, it could be any time. And if it's for any amount of time, it may only be for a day or two, possibly a week. And it's like, okay, but what week, what day?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of need to know all that. And that's why the form just felt kind of redundant. Like I already answered all this. And so I don't freaking know, dude. I don't know what to expect.
That's really weird. I mean, usually the first thing that I get is the card that says, you've been selected for jury duty and it's going to be on this date, and call the night before and find out if you're going to have to come in. And you know, the first thing you know before you even have to go or not is...
See, that seems really efficient to me. You were told here's the possible date. Are you ready to go? Done.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm going to be out of town. Bummer.
Yeah, I don't get it, dude. It's weird.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat says, in Davis County, they put you on call for 3 months, and they contact you there if it's a trial. So Davis County, though, is what, north? Or maybe that's south of me. I can't remember what county. So it's a county-by-county thing? Huh. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens. I hope it doesn't happen at all. I don't want it. Look, you got plenty of prospective jurors who would love to take a few days off of the jobs they have and still be paid. Okay. I don't have that option. All right. I don't have HR. I don't even have PR. I don't have anything.
You don't have a backup.
No. Yeah. No. It's just me. So knock it off and quit bugging me. All right. We got one final note here about Persia. You know, we were talking about, when were they Persia? When weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And all that.
Iran.
Yeah. Here's a great text we received from an anonymous listener. The text ad, or where they sent it, was 801-471-0462. And they said, subject, Persia. What happened? Alexander the Great happened. Smiley face. Yeah.
Things, you know, it's like, why couldn't my history teacher just have summed things up that eloquently? I mean, it could have been... you know, a 5-day class instead of an entire semester.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. What a waste. What was I doing in high school for 4 freaking years? Exactly. What was I doing in college?
Oh, Alexander the Great happened. Great. It's all I need to know.
Yeah. I want to be the answer to every problem we've got.
Right. Yeah.
Well, what started the French Revolution? Well, Alexander the Great started it. Okay. That's just how it
exactly.
Worked.
How did World War II start? Well, Franz Ferdinand happened.
Speaking of which, I'm actually excited.
Not the band.
Are you? Yeah, not the band. I'm excited about that Napoleon movie coming out.
Mm. Oh yeah,
Ridley Scott and Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Joaquin Phoenix, right? Yeah.
First time they've worked together since Gladiator, which is crazy. Mm. It's been 23 years since that, so that's crazy. And the reason I say all this is because some people are mad because they think this will glorify Napoleon, even though he was a horrible tyrant. Mm-hmm. And I would say this. First of all, you haven't seen it yet, so who knows what Ridley Scott's plans are.
Right, exactly.
I don't know that they're glorifying him at all, but why wouldn't you want to get historical?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, these things are usually fascinating. God, I hope ABBA is doing the the score, the soundtrack.
What if John Heater narrated it from Napoleon Dynamite? That'd be funny.
And then he was exiled, and he didn't finish his tots. It's like the best freaking island ever.
Yeah. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would totally watch that. Anyway, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. The Alexander the Great happened we should put that on t-shirts. I don't know.
But just that. Alexander the Great happened.
Yeah, that's it.
And then that's it. No other, yeah.
Right. Let people ask. So what? Mm-hmm. What are they going to know?
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, you know where that name Napoleon Dynamite came from?
No. I didn't realize we had a cool origin here. What do we have?
It's a very cool origin story. It came from, it was another alternate name used by a singer who was born Declan Patrick McManus.
Oh, good Lord. All right.
and but use the based on his what was it, based on his singing style. I can't remember what made him choose the name he's most closely associated with, which is Elvis Costello.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that.
And another one of his alter egos is Napoleon Dynamite.
Do you think the Hesses were just real big fans and they were like, we're going to include this?
They claim, and I don't know how you can possibly claim this, that they came up with the name Napoleon Dynamite and didn't hear about it somewhere else.
That seems a little
and
close.
It's super duper hinky. Like, it's,
We should ask Wendy about this because they used to play board games with the Hesses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is before they made like movies and were big.
Yeah.
So Wendy and Adam played board games with them and the Jeopardy guy.
Who's the host now? The smart guy.
Oh, Ken Jennings.
Yeah. So it's Ken Jennings, my sister and her husband. This may have been during college, and then the Hesses, and they're all locals, or they were all at the time. They all went to BYU. They're all out here. And I should ask her if they've ever heard any tales around that table. Like, it's been a while, so she may not remember this at all.
Maybe they were listening to Elvis Costello. And yeah, apparently he used it on his 1986 album, Blood and Chocolate. Although he had used the pseudonym on a single B-side as early as 1982, filmmaker Jared Hess states that he was not aware of Costello's use of the name until 2 days before the end of shooting when he was informed by a teenage extra.
That is wild to me, if that's true.
He later said, had I known that name was used by anybody else prior to shooting the whole film, it definitely would have been changed. I listen to hip-hop, dude. It's a pretty embarrassing coincidence. Come on now.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Also, why I feel like after, what was the one with Jack Black, the wrestler one?
Yeah, Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre. It feels like after that, Jared and Jeruka Hess, or whatever her last name is, Jerusha, her first name. Anyway, I feel like they stopped making movies, basically.
They really did, yeah.
Let's see. Known for.
What is their,
what do we got for director here?
Might well overnight. I'll say they've got a Minecraft movie coming out in 2025.
What?
Yeah.
He's directing the Minecraft movie? Okay. All right.
Thelma the Unicorn coming out next year. So, and that's all Jared. Jerusha did a short film in 2020 called 95 Senses.
Okay. So maybe they've been busy working and I just didn't,
remember that they directed Murder Among the Mormons?
No. I watched that and recommended it here.
I know, yeah.
I had no idea that Jared has had
anything. Executive producer, Jared.
That's a great doc, by the way.
That's Tina watched it, and yeah, she really liked
it. It's really good. When I was growing up, I think I said it then, but when I was growing up, this was a massive story. It was so big. Yeah. The bombings and all that, it was nuts. Huh. He directed some Last Man on Earth episodes, two episodes. Mm-hmm. So he's been doing stuff.
He's been doing a lot of stuff.
All right. Masterminds, the movie Masterminds. I didn't see this.
I did, and that was actually pretty funny. It was really nutty. And
Owen Wilson, Kristen Wiig, Jason Sudeikis, Zach Galifianakis. That's a big cast.
Great, you know, great cast. Kristen Wiig in a blonde wig.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and Kate McKinnon shows up in there. That's cool.
Kate McKinnon, yeah. Because, of course, she does. Leslie Jones.
Kind of want to see it now.
It's Jason Sudeikis, Owen Wilson, and a bunch of Saturday Night Live people.
Mm,
it was produced by Lorne Michaels, so there you go.
Well, there's your problem.
I've got a whole bunch of actors I'd like to recommend for your film.
But I would love it to hear the two of them working on a original film again and not just working for the system, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the this Micro Nations is a new Jack Black thing, so it's going to be a new reteaming of Jared Hess and Jack Black.
I'm very interested in this, then.
You bet.
Okay. Exciting stuff.
You'll have to wait until 2027 or
can't
something
wait.
Like that.
Oh, my Lord, that's a long time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for some news, everybody. We like to keep you informed here, and we know that you have lots of choices for your morning news, and you've chosen this one. So we're going to try not to let you down. Enjoy.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
It's the news, and it's brought to you by
Stepping on Two Man in the Dark, making Skeletor happy.
See this guy here? This is Two Man, right?
Yeah.
Some people call him Two
Two-Face or Two-Head?
Two-Head. What's it called? Whatever. Yeah. There's another name for the guy. But anyway, Two-Man, which is basically a two-headed alien-looking dude that did all of Skeletor's bullshit. Mm-hmm. He was laying on this carpet over here where I have a Han Solo and Carbonite carpet.
Oh, yeah, right. Yep.
I forgot. It
really ties the room together.
It does. And I forgot to tell the A word to turn the light on first. And
I
stepped right on this guy and it hurt like hell. So thanks a lot, Two-Man, you dick.
I'm sure. Not quite as bad as stepping on Lego, but I bet it hurt.
Yeah, it hurt plenty. Yeah. Kim did a thing where she stepped on a rock outside and it went right to her heel like a... I don't know what kind of bruise you call that. Dr. Tolbert maybe can pipe in, but it's like a pinpointed bruise in her heel that it hurts so bad. She can't walk.
It just hurts thinking about it, man.
Yeah. Oh. Sounds awful, right? Deep tissue bruising, foot bullshit. It sucks. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about this Kentucky man.
Sure. Kentucky man.
Kentucky man in the news. He found 700 gold coins buried in his farm. And turns out it's valued at around $2 million.
Wow. Nice.
I would like this in my life.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a lot to ask. Just have a bunch of coins.
Why couldn't they have found that when they were digging up your lawn, right?
Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh. Can you imagine? After all the shit we went through, it'd be great. Although those guys would keep it to themselves. They'd find it and run off with it is what they would do.
Let's get out of here. I don't care. Just leave the sign. We don't care about the sidewalk sign. Just go. Just go.
Well, it says here, last month, the man found more than 700 rare coins from the Civil War era in a field that's not has not been identified. The man found U.S. coin dollars, gold dollars, rather, gold Liberty coins, and a $2.5 coin. $2.5 coin. Weird.
Huh.
With the Statue of Liberty's face on it, and there are also a bunch of $10 and $20 coins. Boy, we were big into coins during the Civil War. That was a big deal.
Apparently we were, yes.
All 700 coins are worth about $2 million. The collection, which is being called, quote, the Great Kentucky Hoard. I could think of a better name than that.
The Great Kentucky Hoard.
I don't love it.
They're basically saying, what should the Netflix series be called when they talk about this?
Yeah. Yeah. What? I hate how right you are about this. That is absolutely what they would do. There's no way it's any other name. That's the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Great Kentucky Hoard, now on Netflix. Comprises coins that date between 1840 and 1863. Experts said people used to bury their money during the Civil War. The man wants to remain anonymous. The coins are now for sale at govmint.com.
Oh, that's horrible. I don't like that at all.
I don't like the name govmint. I understand it. It's like government mint, but it sounds like govmint.
Yeah, govmint. You
know, not a fan. Okay, so let's see what this is. You just auction coins here? Let's see. It's a Norway Silver Eagle Hoard. There's another hoard.
Wow. Well, maybe that's just,
It's just
automatically a hoard. When you find a bunch of gold in your backyard, it's a hoard.
So they've got, okay, so here you go, Brian. AD 335 to 361 is the era.
Okay.
Centenologus Constantinus II. It's a gladiator coin. Okay. But it's only $69.95.
Oh, really? With a period in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Afford that.
I feel like maybe that's some bullshit. You know what?
About govmint.com?
Yeah, govmint. There's some coins with holes in it. I like that. Canadians represent. Maybe these are fake? Or are these...
I mean, it's... It's also bronze. It's not gold.
Well, that's true. But it just seems like something that old would be
They just have a ton of them that, that does seem like it belongs in a museum. we've tried. We've given them to all the museums that want them. We have 1,000 left. Here's a ancient Mesopotamian Hanging Gardens of Babylon drachma. For $19.95, this can be yours.
That doesn't sound right.
It's a steal.
So we got any coin collectors in the listening audience? You guys pipe in on why that seems so cheap. It just seems so cheap. It must be It usually is because there's so many of something, right?
It must be, but still, I would think. I mean, it's, you know, it's like not even, it's barely coin shaped. It's so damn old.
Yeah. Second century BCE, Thasso silver, tetrahedrum Dionysus. I don't know some of these names.
Dionysus.
Dionysus. Yeah, that's it. Silver King of Pentacles coin from 1240.
Whoa.
Why is that only $24? I don't get it.
Yeah. How? People look at our site and say, how can you sell these coins for so cheap?
Yeah.
We're crazy at government.com.
It says, Hobbsdog in the chat says, it's not cheap, it's overpriced. I mean, maybe. So I guess these were worth probably pennies then, and now they're worth $50. That is a lot. But I just thought things like this would be like, hey, spend $10,000 on this one coin. I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know things. If they're even allowed to sell them, right? Like,
Yeah. I don't know. Right. I don't know things. These are things I don't know.
No, that surprised me too.
Oh, chat. Here's a picture of his coins he found. It's linked there.
That little. I like his arrangement of those too. Like,
pain in the ass.
Yeah.
This looks like fun, actually. Let's see. Can the video play?
I'm going to put all these coins in a big circle. Then I'm going to arrange these all by size and make them in a little arc above it. And then I'm going to do another big size down below it. And then.
But please keep me anonymous. Thank you. all right. Let's get to... We'll go from gold to a whale.
Okay.
And I don't mean the kid who buys all the V-Bucks on Fortnite and they call him the whale. I don't mean that.
And you're not talking about Brendan Fraser?
No.
Most recent movie that still is not available streaming, much to my disappointment.
No, definitely not him or his ilk. Yeah, why isn't that streaming?
The director, Aronofsky, right?
Yeah.
Said that he wanted people to go and enjoy it in theaters, so he said, I'm going to keep it out of streaming for that reason for as long as possible. But then I don't know why, now that obviously you can't go to the theater and see the whale, why it's still not available for...
That's really weird to me.
Yeah.
I would kind of like to see it just so I can see this performance everyone raved
about. Oh, I definitely want to see it, yeah. We've had that on our, just watch, let me know when it's available for such a long time.
Yeah. Well, all right. No news on that news. Anyway, this whale carcass.
Yes.
bringing you the important stuff here. The whale carcass that exploded off the coast of California. It is. I don't know if you've ever seen video of this process.
I remember the old, that old video of the humanity. Oh, no, it's raining fleshy whale meat down on everybody.
yeah, that guy freaking out back in the 70s, I guess, or 60s or something.
Something like that, 60s or 70s, yeah.
Well, this one, let's see, pull up some images here. Oh, there is video. Hold on. Let's see what we got.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it's...
Oh, God. Look at that. Like, that capturing the moment of...
Of impact. Oh, yeah, there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. Look, it's part of life. It's the circle of life, everybody.
It's the circle of a life. But, man, I'm so glad... humans don't explode.
Yeah. I'll bet that reeked. Oof.
Did they?
Ugh. He's just a dead floating,
Oh, the guy even says, oh my God, it's probably going to explode too just before,
before it pops.
It goes.
He predicted the future better than Third Eagle ever could. It says here, whales can be the largest creatures in the world. The blue whale takes the crown, measuring up to 90 feet long and coming in at 180 tons. Is that what this was? Anyway, even small whales are massive compared to humans. And anyway, when their body dies, they start to decompose like everything else. Their thick skin and fat layers hold everything on the inside. So all the gases start to build up. This is going to be us when we go. We're going to be like in a chair, an old easy chair. And no one will visit us for like 4 weeks. And we're like, where's Scott? Or where's Grandpa, old man Scott? Oh, I don't know. We haven't checked in on him. Let's go see. And then I'll be there. As soon as you walk in the door, he might explode. Bam!
Oof. And just like all of his, I don't know if you watched the rest of that video, but like all of the whale's innards went out the explosion opening. So it's like intestines like.
And they just keep coming. They have a lot of guts. Oh, look at that. I'll spare the chat that. That's nasty.
Yeah, hope you're not eating breakfast there, chat room.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But imagine your boat's this close to this weird occurrence. Must be something else, man. Mm-hmm. All right, well, from life we go to death, and from death we go to life. Bunch of fish are going to eat that and live and be happy. And
it's the circle of life.
All right. Here's that fun story. Have you ever seen like a whale up close outside of a zoo or a water park, whatever they're called?
SeaWorld or something. Yeah. Like seen one outside. Well, yeah, when we went on our Alaskan cruise, we saw whales, but not up close. Like they were breaching, but it was from a distance.
Oh, that's right. We did that too. I forgot. I was trying to think if I'd ever seen a real whale in the wild, and I'm like, nope, can't think of it. Nope, just last year we did. We saw him out on the outside of the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Swimming.
Yeah, just swimming along saying, hey, you guys want a show? Watch this.
Yeah. I think they liked it because we also saw our boat venting what looked like old food or maybe sewage. We didn't know what.
Chum.
Something. Definitely chum the water. And they seemed to...
Yeah, not intentional chum. But.
Yeah. They may have all shown up for that. I don't know. But I remember thinking, that's probably pretty good. If you got like all the food that wasn't eaten on a run of the, what do you call it, the buffet. Boy, you're probably a happy whale when that stuff gets shit out the back of the boat.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if they, if that is what, don't they just prefer like the plankton and the fish when they just open their mouths and then swim and everything just goes into their mouth? Maybe they don't want like somebody's leftover grisly steak bits.
I think you're right. I think probably.
Last night's corn on the cob.
I'll bet they're like ducks. You know how ducks will eat your bread, but they shouldn't because it bloats them and kills them and they can't get nutrition from it?
Yeah, or pigeons and rice, like when you throw rice at a wedding, how they said, don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think humans, once again, we go out there and we put a bunch of food in the water and then the whales like it and it's not good for them. Well, you know, what are we doing? Why are we doing that?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody should ask the whales.
Someone ask the whales. Right. Hurry up before the giant chocolate bar from space comes and hovers over the planet.
That's right. Exactly. And then there's Spock and Kirk in their 80s boombox disco outfit. Yep. When are we watching that for film sack?
I don't know why we haven't. It seems impossible that we haven't done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with this. We saw five. We've seen four. Or no, we've seen three. We've seen all the padding of Star Trek. Everything before and after Star Trek in film, I think we've done. Yeah. Maybe not Generations. We maybe didn't do that. If we didn't do Generations, we should do that too. But
yeah.
Anyway, Icor says the pigeon rice thing is fake. Is it?
Oh, really?
I mean, if a pigeon gorges on rice being thrown at a wedding, that doesn't seem good for the pigeon.
All right, Snopes. This is what you come here to TMS to learn about is rice.
We provide pigeons. Learning moments.
We do, exactly.
Let's see. Oh my gosh!
I like this one right here, May 24th, 2022. Snopes article because I did a search for rice.
Yeah.
No, Rice Krispies did not announce that Pop is now a trans woman.
What? I'm sorry. What? Is that a thing?
That was apparently a thing that somebody.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Some of these are really funny just on the face of them. Like this one. No, the CDC has not endorsed the use of powerful drugs by men who want to breastfeed. Or let's see. Where is it?
Jazz player's head explodes. does this video show a pigeon saluting Vladimir Putin?
Did the Simpsons predict Twitter's rebrand to X?
Oh, here it is. God, finally found it. Yeah. Is throwing rice at weddings bad for birds? An old rumor warns that discarded rice eaten by birds can expand in their tiny birdie stomachs and kill them. This is a 2000 article.
Okay.
False. Let's see. When birds eat the raw rice, they can't digest it. When it gets in their stomach, it expands, causes them to have violent deaths, blah, 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 is what they tried to claim. However, local ornithologists said they've never heard of or seen birds dying after consuming rice thrown at weddings.
Wow.
Okay,
so unproven, really. is what they're saying.
Unproven, yes, okay. Exactly.
It's probably still not good to give him rice.
Just trying to find like a nice little sound bite sentence that kind of sums it up.
Yeah.
Carl Wagner, a former top official with the Connecticut Audubon Society, who now heads the State Council on Environmental Quality, also questioned the need for this bill to prevent people from throwing rice. I've never heard of anything like that ever, and I read an awful lot of bird-oriented literature, he said.
Quite the comeback, Senator, State Senator.
Exactly,
or
and way to make sure that you're never invited to another party ever.
Yeah, well, no kidding, right?
I read a lot of bird-oriented literature. What do you do? I stand over there.
I don't talk to people like you. Goodbye.
That's right. Oh, I think somebody's calling me.
There is a wild one I just clicked on randomly here. There was a rumor that Harrison Ford had a cameo in E.T. and it was cut. And I thought, that's not true. He's not an E.T. It is true. He's absolutely true, really. In it. Yeah.
Was he another, dude like Keys? Another?
It's like he was an
agent wanting to make E.T. dry out and leave him in a leave him in a drain.
Well, it says here, eventually agreed to shoot the cameo with Thomas. Oh, he plays an uptight school principal. Who scolds Elliot the frog escape scene thing.
After he kisses Erica Leniak.
Yeah, I remember that. Hey, I've got audio. Let's see. Because you don't see his face in it.
That alien belongs in a museum.
Let's see if this comes through.
I don't know.
You say you don't know why you did these things.
Hold on.
I'll never do them again.
I see you find young people from good homes. Every advantage, your whole life laid out in front of you.
That's totally him, dude. Weird.
Totally is. Wow, that's really cool.
Weird scene, though, because whenever you see a movie that's like a million years old and you love it and you've seen it 100 times, and then someone shows you a cut scene, mm-hmm. and it makes your brain fart. That's why I didn't like that director's, quote-unquote, director's cut of Aliens, because all that stuff with her mom and the...
Yes, and like the really whole colony stuff, yeah.
Really threw me, because I'm so not used to that. I can't watch that extra stuff. It just throws me. Yeah. I can't do it. Yeah. To me, you have your original thing, and that's the thing, and you're done. Anyway, we learned a little something.
Cool. It is. I know. I like that. I like learning.
Learning's fun. Like learning that cocaine dumped in the sea off of Florida. This might explain why that whale carcass is so messed up. cocaine dumped in the sea off Florida could have crazy consequences if the sharks eat it, according to scientists. So Bobby, listen in on this one, buddy.
says the writer of the next sci-fi channel movie.
Yep. Cocaine Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Cocaine. I guess there's bear, so maybe not. Why not shark?
Cocaine shark. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just do it. Maybe that already exists. Something's ringing a bell that it may exist already. Someone done a cocaine shark?
I think somebody just made up a cocaine shark movie poster. Is what
it is. I could have sworn that was a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was a fake thing. Hold on. I just want to look real quick. Showed cocaine shark. It's all about this story, so this I can't.
DJ says there's a cocaine shark movie on Tubi.
Shit, for them this year. This is real. Sorry, everyone. Mark Polonia directed Cocaine Shark 2023. A mafia drug lord has unleashed a new, highly addictive stimulant on the streets called H225, derived from sharks held captive in a secret lab, and which causes monstrous side effects. After an explosion and leak at the lab, an army of mutated, bloodthirsty sharks and other creatures are set loose on the world as a small band of people try to stop the carnage.
Wow.
It's got a whopping 2.1
small band of people because low budget.
yeah there's a reason.
Oh my god, these special effects are fantastic. Hold on a sec, I'm gonna give you a link.
Do you have the trailer? Is it the trailer?
It's the trailer.
All right,
but I'm gonna just let you watch a certain part of this. This is wait till you see. I think we'll call it Bat Spider. Oh, did I not share the start at 15 seconds?
15. All right. Whoa, let me turn that down. Okay, 15 seconds. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. I'm going to the 13 just to be safe. All right, chat, let's see if YouTube kills us for this or not. Actually, I'll pause video. There we go. Okay, watch this. Whoops.
Created by its side effects.
Oh my gosh.
There's been a change of plans.
Change of plans? Because of the lab explosion?
This looks terrible.
Oh my god.
We had an accident at the lab. An explosion.
Like lobster legs and a hammerhead.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Swimming out there. Hold on. Oh my gosh, dude.
We gotta get that.
That looks so bad.
It's horrendous.
Holy Moses. God. All right. So we take it back. Cocaine shark does exist. Wow.
Maybe, you know, maybe you could invest in After Effects. I don't know.
No kidding. Or actors that have photos on IMDb. How about that?
Right, exactly.
2.1 out of 10. That's low.
That amazes me that people still gave it two. Somebody still gave it two stars.
Somebody somewhere. Let's see. This review says, not really about what you think it is, despite still being decent enough to enjoy. I don't like that.
Oh, really?
I'm not.
What is it about? Is it about man's toying with elements that he shouldn't be toying with? Or is it about a shark that eats some cocaine, grows some lobster legs, and makes the eastern seaboard blow up?
There must be some market for this, because there's under this where it says more like this, there's cocaine cougar, which is not a 40-something-year-old lady. Doll shark.
I mean, it is, but that's just not what the movie's
about.
Yeah,
exactly. We got doll shark and Sharkula. It was like a vampire shark.
Sharkula.
Jurassic Shark 3. Shark Side of the Moon. Oh my gosh, dude. What else? Is there anything else here? Oh, and then for some reason, Star Trek 3 The Search for Spock is on this list.
Nice.
Wow. Good. Okay.
People who like this also liked.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, their worry is that sharks will eat this stuff, this cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Back to the news story. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And smugglers left tons of the cocaine, spelled T-O-N-N-E-S. So this must be a Sky.com article.
Tons.
Sure. 64,000 kilograms or 14,100 something pounds of cocaine in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Marine biologist Tom the Blowfish Heard.
Woo!
I like that nickname.
I liked his work with Hootie.
Yeah, he's great, right? And University of Florida environmental scientist Tracy Fanera studied sharks off the Florida Keys to see if the drugs were having an impact. During one dive to observe behavior, a great hammerhead, you know, the big hammerhead style?
Yeah, I like those. Yeah.
Like that CG one we just saw in that horrible
exactly,
thing.
The one with the lobster legs, yeah.
Horrible. A species which normally avoids humans came straight to the team and appeared to be swimming wonkily.
Oh, wonkily.
Wonkily. Wow. Uh-huh. That's when you eat a certain candy and you can fly now or something. Sorry. I don't know.
It's when you look like you're about to fall, but you do a somersault and then you stand perfectly straight in your purple suit, cane, and top hat.
trying not to picture a shark doing that, but I can't help it. I am. I am picturing it. All right. That's your news for this week or today. There's more this week, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But your news for today is completely concluded. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we're going to have Dan the Tabletop Man here. Yes, that's right. Part of our shakeup of who's on when and what. Today we have Dan, and it's his monthly appearance. So that'll happen here shortly, but we got to play some music to sort of break things up. And I know Brian is really into that stuff, so he probably brought something.
I did. Ottawa-based punk outfit, The Flydowns. They've got a brand new single that's called Fabric of Humanity, which spotlights the dark side of the world as we know it, while trying to find the light at the end of the tunnel. Love that. These guys have been making music since 2016, directly under the flight path of incoming planes. 5 years later, they're at a fourth member, completing the current lineup, and this is kind of like... described as a mix of melodic pop and skate punk. Here the band is The Flydowns. Here's the brand new single, Fabric of Humanity.
To the world, we're on and die. The past time. from the stress, no end in sight. Can't give up. All that ever happens is we'll show it in our temperature is known. Nobody knows how cold I am. I'm with you all until the end of time. I don't want to face it on my own. The ground quakes, the air shakes. My bones tell me that it is near. And I know it's somewhere. The moment it all becomes clear. With the stitches torn and the seamstress gone, the hope we had turns into fear. But don't worry, I am still right by your side.
Recognize that yes, by the way. I'm gonna play it for you again. See if you recognize it.
Yes!
Do you know who that is?
No. Who is that?
That is that's from episode 3 of Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
Is that Cranston?
That's Cranston telling his son. His son is basically making, I don't want to spoil anything, his son's making a point about where what they should do during the aftermath of what happens, and he yells this as loud as he could.
Yes!
Right to his son's face.
Nice.
It was a little shocking, to be honest. That show's really freaking good. Brian was right to recommend
it's so
it.
Good.
And I'm not even to the part. Apparently, it's season 2 where things really kick you in the nuts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, and I'm only 3-4 episodes in. It's really good.
Oh my god, it's fantastic.
Let's do this. Let's get Dan in. He's patiently waiting by his drug phone. I don't know what. Shouldn't say that. I don't know what Dan's phone looks like. Let's see. He is a geek jock. There we go. I knew how to do this. We're going to bring him in. We're going to have our way with him. It's going to be great. Here's his little intro.
Here's a tangent for you.
Be careful. May cause drowsiness.
Dan, the tabletop man, joining us all the way from North Carolina. Dan, what's going on, man? Oh, getting a weird feedback loop. Some kind of
we've got Dan the static man.
It's been a while, you know, things change and happen. Your PC may have had 3 or 4 updates, and who knows where that puts you in your audio, but right now I feel like we're trying to contact the moon. I heard something. Dan, you there? Dan,
sounds better,
sort of. He's well, we're getting
just the ring staticky is basically
The static went away, but we don't hear you. We got rings of ringage.
I see
speakage.
Green movement. Like I see his, like talking.
Yep. We got the rings of speakage, just not the rings of soundage.
No noise.
Yeah, it's an audio-free experience with Dan. We're going to intuit what he had to say.
He's going to let me see if Discord is what he says, where he types to us.
Oh, yeah, there you
go. Yes, definitely see if Discord.
Yeah, please see if Discord. I like the term. Please see if Discord.
Clearly he can hear us.
Yeah, he can hear us. Okay. You're cool. No worries. Hop in those settings. You do you. I have a big medical question for Dan when he comes on because we like to.
Of course, you know, you do. Yeah.
We like to do that here and there. But there's like a, there's a whole sub business in and around pharmacology that I have big questions about. And only he can answer it after his rings of speakage work, which are still rings, but no speakage. We hear nothing. Check your microphone. Check your settings. Check your wife.
Check kids. Check your wife.
Yep.
Because they're
all coming out here to get us.
They're intruding on everybody out there.
That's right. How's that guy doing? He had a moment.
He did. He had a second moment when the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt came out. There's a title. There, that's going to the title list, isn't it? The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. That's really good. I don't know why that never occurred to me just to say that in passing before.
Really?
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, that's right. I forgot he had a little bit of that going on. But I mean, like, does he retain any of the social media virality that he experienced? Or do you think he's just like...
No, I think we're a little bit... There's so many new memes and things coming out daily. We used to really focus on those old ones. You'd hear those old ones a lot, yep, right? Like, yep. You'd, you know, Charlie bit my finger and all that stuff. But right. Now it's like, yeah, you had your flash in the pan moment. That's it.
Yeah, like even our chocolate rain guy, he still tries, but I don't think he's got the following.
Tazan day, yeah.
Yeah, that was very weird. About, Dan says he'll restart. Okay, he's restarting, I see.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about Tay Allen? Justin and Brian still doing stuff with Tay Allen?
I don't think they're doing stuff with her, but they definitely called out her 10-year, or they retweeted her 10-year anniversary of that song.
Nice.
The text, check your text song or whatever, or I'm not in your contacts.
Fresh, sweet.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
I mean, let's admit it. There was never a good thing. That was a bad song, but we had fun with it.
I hope you don't still have that clip anywhere, do you?
No, I've not. I don't. Well, maybe.
By the way, Dan, we're back to the staticky sound.
Yeah, we hear you staticking out. Let's see. Brush, sweep. Do I have this? I might.
We're going to...
Nope. How about this one?
I can clean my room if I try. Sweep, sweep, brush. I don't think so.
That's it.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Right there, folks.
Yep. I'm not in your contacts or whatever.
I don't think so.
Dan's still getting static and rings of no talking.
Yeah, no other sound but static. Do you have another device we could try?
Do you have a telephone?
A tablet?
Anything, boys?
Oh, hey.
There we go.
There he is.
There you
go. Hi, hello.
Am I there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
What was it?
Sorry. Yeah, dude, Discord changed my input on everything, so I was just trying to figure out which one was would actually work.
Oh, well, no worries. We'll take whatever you got. We had a moment to talk about old washed up internet memes, and it worked out fine.
Good old washed up Dan too. So sorry.
No, you're all good.
I do have a bird fact for you.
Oh my gosh, ornithologists, get ready. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm hoping this is not untrue, but I've heard a lot about it, and it seems to have worked here. So we have one of those bird feeders on the window so that our golden retriever can watch the birds because she just loves watching birds. But we have pain in the ass squirrels down here. We've got just a ton of squirrels in our neighborhood this year.
Yeah.
And the squirrel loves to jump up into the stupid feeder and grab some of the bird seed. Now, apparently, birds do not taste capsaicin, which is in basically like pepper flakes.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it hot.
Spicy,
so birds
right.
can't taste spicy, but squirrels can. So we put some pepper flakes, mix that in with the bird seed. And the squirrel has actually kind of left it alone for the most part.
Wow. And that doesn't hurt the birds at all, really?
Nope. Because apparently birds cannot taste capsaicin, which
really?
Is basically...
I mean, tasting it versus like still having the effects of the heat.
Yeah.
No, right. Not, they might right? taste it, but they are apparently they are unable to register to the effects of capsaicin.
Okay.
Wow.
Biologically.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's very interesting. You know what? That's like It's not unlike, well, no, I can't think of a comparison. I can't think of another animal that does this kind of stuff. Right. My dogs lose their effing mind over capsaicin of any kind. So, you know, birds, yeah. I guess birds have it going on. That's wild. So, so no more squirrels, F the squirrels, and bring your birds, I always say. Here's the name of that bird.
Where'd you dig up this shit bird anyway?
It's a shit bird.
The shit bird. It probably is. Bird. It's probably the Rennie shit bird.
That's right.
After all that red pepper flakes.
Endless capsaicin. Well, I mean, birds, they don't even care. They'll just poo whenever. They don't care.
Yeah, endless capsaicin was the my high school marching band.
Yeah. The old capsaicin marching band. Hey, Dan, if you were in a marching band, what position would you be? I'm just trying to picture where Dan would be. Would you be like tuba?
It's probably, you know, the one thing I tried when I was in like fourth grade that I didn't last very long, but it's the only instrument I ever tried was clarinet.
Oh, look at you. Clarinet. I like it. Yeah. Nice and classic, you know? Yeah. No, ain't nobody.
I was very bad at it.
Nobody minds a clarinet. It's fine. It's a good
one. I'm not very musically inclined, but
I feel like trombone people need extra room all the time, you know? They're always just
you don't want to get nailed in the back of the head with a trombone every 5 seconds.
No, you don't. All right, now Dan, before we get to some game recommendations, I have a question pharmaceutically related. All right,
sure.
For those who don't know, Dan is a pharmacist, a professional in his field, and knows a lot of stuff about this stuff. And it's usually a combination of him and Dr. Tolbert where we learn all the important things about our medical day. So here's what I'm going to ask you: compounding pharmacies or clinics.
Yep.
New idea to me, obviously not new to you, and I think your wife works at one.
Yep, she's a compliance pharmacist, and she works at a pharmacist, you know, as a regular pharmacist at a compounding pharmacy.
So a compound, first of all, what do? Do they take stuff and make special pills out of them? Like, what does it mean when you even say the term compounding pharmacy?
So when you have a special, so compounding is basically just the art of making things, you know, or making more creams or putting things into, you can actually make injectables, which most regular compounding specialty pharmacies aren't making. That sort of compounding pharmacies aren't making that unless they have the special lab. Like Janus has their pharmacy actually has an 800 lab and a sterile lab, but they still don't do sterile injectables, which is, that's even more regulations you have to follow. And it's, you know, you need a clean room, stuff like that, because her 800 pharmacy is basically kind of like a clean room anyway. But with compounding, all you're basically doing is basically mixing or making things almost from scratch. They're great because regular pharmacies, like you find like your Rite Aid or Walgreens, they will do some compounding, but usually it's just kind of things like they can even make suspensions taste better, which is technically kind of compounding, but it's really just adding some drops of this and some drops of that. So if you have any kids that don't like their medicines, that, you know, the way they taste, whether it be the just things for allergies and stuff like that, because things like cetirizine, which is Zyrtec, it tastes really bad. It's usually, I think it's really crazy minty or things like that. So they can change the taste of that. It's usually like $2 charge or whatever, but it's worth it to make the taste better. And that's from regular pharmacies, and that's quote unquote kind of compounding. But normally a regular pharmacy will do things like mixing creams, where you get like triamcinolone with Eucerin, triamcinolone with hydrocortisone, or they can make magic butt cream for kids, or a magic mouthwash, which is what you would use, just when you have mouth sores. It's basically like a swish and swallow or swish and spit.
So wait, is it really good? Magic butt cream for like rashes and that kind of stuff for babies and that stuff?
Yeah. So that's usually used for either for really, really, really old, you know, if they're in a home or anything like that, and they get kind of sores, bed sores, stuff. Well, bed sores are a little different, but kind of sores from being soiled, or children. When you have really bad diaper rash, magic butt cream is usually, it's kind of a zinc oxide mixed with some other, you know, with Eucerin or things like that. It basically just helps to get your moisture to help your body heal a little bit better. And they're just a little bit better than some of the creams that are out there by themselves.
Okay. So is it referred to as magic butt cream by the people?
Things like this. So there's magic mouthwash, Duke's magic mouthwash. There's regular butt cream or magic butt cream. And there's probably like, Dr. Johnson's butt cream. Like every area of the country has their own recipes for these things, or it's called something different in a different area. Like around here, since we're by Duke University, they're supposedly one of the first people to make up the mouthwash that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They call it like Duke's magic mouthwash, but there's probably about 20 different recipes for this mouthwash. It's very, basically normally like with hydrocortisone, diphenhydramine, and nystatin is what it kind of generally goes into there. But sometimes they put lidocaine in there. Sometimes they put tetracycline in there. They usually put a little bit of different things in there to make it different. So back to special, like a compounding place, we'll do things that are a little bit more, a little bit more crazy, a little heavier. They'll do things like they'll make up their own capsules, creams, troches, which are kind of dissolvable in your mouth. Or they'll make up the suspensions or sprays or ointments. A lot of them do not take insurance because, it's a little more expensive. But you can certainly file your own insurance after the fact.
Yeah.
And many insurances will give you a lot of the money back. And, of course, there's different laws, things that can – they usually have to be on things that are on back order or not available in that strength. We're not available in that dosage form. You know, I said sometimes there's no tablets available of it, and you can't swallow capsules, and you do the tablets, things like that. And, the strengths were maybe an off-label use. So they have different things like creams for hemorrhoids, hemorrhoid creams, which we usually a lot of times use, like calcium channel blocker, which is a just helps with different blood flow. So you would use this cream on a hemorrhoid, and it helps to shrink the hemorrhoid. So you have like diltiazem cream, which diltiazem usually used for your heart.
So you're saying I shouldn't take like an X-Acto blade to a hemorrhoid and just cut it off. That's not the treatment.
No, probably not. That might hurt, especially. But if you do that, then you use a
only stiff- if you have some magic butt cream handy.
Yeah, you need to have tub of it.
If you have a styptic pencil, that might burn quite a bit too. Do you guys know what a styptic pencil is?
I've never heard of it. It sounds horrible. What does this do? Tell me about it.
A styptic pencil is, I'm pretty sure it's just basically a sulfur rock, basically. And you would use this for things like when you're shaving. So if you get like one of those really bad cuts when you shave, you hit a spot and it just won't stop bleeding. You kind of just put a little water on a styptic pencil and you just basically just seals it. It burns like hell, but it stops the bleeding instantly.
Okay, it's like coagulant kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Well, all right. So the reason I even asked this is, so recently I had a situation arise where they wanted me to do a prescription with a compounding clinic where they were making some stuff that it turns out is a little bit legally dubious.
Well, that's changed. So it's funny because this has been an ongoing kind of very fluid situation in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
We were talking about, do you want to mention a med or we'll just talk?
I can just say it's whatever the thing that makes Ozempic work, they wanted to do in a compound form because it was way cheaper and also more available or something. Was the deal?
Well, things like Ozempic, a lot of the GLP-1s, which are for type 2 diabetes and also for weight loss now in Wegovy, since everybody's been using it, a lot of insurances and even some Medicaid insurances have been letting Wegovy get paid for weight loss, provided you have to follow certain rules. You know, your doctor send in the different criteria that you have to follow for the weight loss indication. But anyway, it's been used so much lately that it's on kind of a big time back order. Now, until recently, there was no main ingredient that was available. So in order to compound, and this is another thing kind of with compounding, let's just say, let me use an example, like things like Prilosec. You guys know what Prilosec is for your stomach?
Yeah, it's like I have heartburn or my stomach hurts or I get ulcers or whatever. Right.
It's a proton pump inhibitor and it's available in a capsule and it has these little beads in it and it wasn't commercially available in a liquid. So some pharmacies will compound it and what they do is they take like the beads out of the capsules and they'll break it down with sodium bicarbonate and put it into suspension. But it doesn't really last as long when you get a regular pharmacy that does this as compared to a compounding pharmacist who will get the actual ingredient powder. And that's USP, United States Pharmacopeia, which is the base powder and the base ingredient. Yeah. Now, and that when it's made in a compounding pharmacy, it lasts a lot longer and it's good, a little bit better kind of concentration and effectiveness. So what happens with they weren't, since there was Wegovy and Ozempic, it wasn't completely legal to compound this because the main ingredient wasn't available anywhere. But recently, I think it's PCA, Professional Compounders of America, that's the main center where a lot of people get their main ingredient. Yeah. They've just recently had it available now in a powder form or in the base form. And of course, I'm pretty sure this is the main ingredient. It's derived from I believe it's the Gila monster saliva, which is just how we come up with this crap is just amazing.
Yeah.
But right. Keeps blood from coagulating. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Let's say that they, are you saying it's now less sketchy? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. A lot less sketchy.
So here's what I did based on advice from you and a few other people. I told my doctor, I said, this is all a little up in the air and weird. And we're going to hold off on this stuff for now. Should I go back to her and go, all right, roll, get that rolling again, baby. We're going to put this in. We're doing it. Or do you think that's a bad idea?
So, I mean, it might be worth it also because you're going to get some of the, you can get it mixed with, I believe it's the, it's either B or D. I think it's with B12 or B complex where they're mixing it. So it's making some of the headaches a little bit less with some of these injections.
Yeah.
And it is on a huge manufacturer back order now. So it's very hard to find, especially in different parts of the country. Now, all the boards of pharmacies, I have licensed in 4 different states, and every board of pharmacy basically, like a few months ago, sent out the same basic word for word, same email to everybody saying, hey, compounding this stuff is not legal because it's available commercially and you're not really changing anything and there's no real reason to do it. That's kind of changed. They didn't send out blanket emails to people, but I did find it on some of their websites now that since there is a manufacturer back order of it, it is okay to be compounded. And also, there kind of been a fight with a lot of the compounding places with this because being that it normally doesn't come with the other ingredient of, like I said, I think it's B12, where it does help with some of the side effects of it. So that's kind of the big fight between them and the boards and the state medical boards and the federal boards trying to figure out what is legal with that. But right now, like I said, since it is on back order, it should be just fine. Now, the reason why it was a little kind of sketching up in the air because there was reports that some pharmacies were some compounding places were basically just taking the liquid straight out of the pens and then mixing them in their, you know, in a lab and mixing it with the other ingredients and then just charging a huge upcharge. That's a little sketchy.
That is sketchy.
When it comes to kind of what's the legality of that. And it's you know, if it's not done, most of these places are going to, probably pretty much all of them are going to be done in their sterile lab. So you're not going to have to worry about anything injectable like that. It may just be hard to find ones that do injectables because, like I said, my wife, they have a full compounded pharmacy, but they don't do injectables or other, or intravenous medications. They do a lot of other, you know, great creams and sprays and stuff like that and suppositories and such. I got a really good one for you. Mm. There's a cream called, and I think I might have mentioned this in the past. It's called Scream Cream.
Scream Cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
sounds delightful.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, it sounds delightful. It brings, is the right word.
So it's a little. It doesn't. You don't need a whole lot, and it doesn't come in a very big canister. But you put the cream. The ladies put the cream on a clitoris to help with blood flow to the clitoris and helps them climax a bit. So that's why it's called Scream Cream.
There you go.
Did they actually sell? They would come to the counter and go, this will help you climax a bit. Yeah. Enjoy. Yeah. Wow.
Claire's asking if we could repeat all that information. Yeah.
Claire would like to know if the Irish have access.
Do you have any links to where you can buy it?
Yeah.
So ask your doctor for it by name that it can be compounded. And people have no problem paying cash for things like Scream Cream. And there's also a lot of great things. You know, they do have, not to perform blue again, but they do have a nipple cream, which is fantastic for breastfeeding mothers who get very dry.
Right.
And I have to say, hey, Brian, this is something, I don't know if you get it when you're riding, but I know runners get bleeding nipples.
Chafing. So I don't get bleeding nipples.
He gets that's why he uses the chode butter.
That's why he uses there's a saddle cream, I guess they call it. Saddle cream is what the nice way of calling it, but basically, chode butter.
Probably be similar to a magic butt cream as well, because it's going to keep in your moisture and rather than get it all chafed and such.
Yeah, we don't want to chafe
that. It's just basically lubrication so that your legs can go back and forth and not rub that area raw.
That's right. You heard it here first. Brian uses lube to ride his bike. You heard it here first.
I mean, you got it. Yeah. Chain lube, butt lube, it's all lube.
There you have it. A fun diversion into medical territory, but let's swing it back and give people a recommendation of a board game to play this week.
Scott, I'm going to let you decide this one. So Gen Con is either next week or the week after that. I can run down quickly my top 11 to buy from Gen Con, or the last time you had wanted me to talk about solo games, which I could push that off to next month since Gen Con. I did have some people in it. On Twitter from the Tadpool were asking me about games to check out.
Well, let's do Gen Con since it's looming. It's like here almost. Yep. So, let's do. Are you going this year? Are you But you going this year, or are you hanging around at home?
No, no, I've got to go to so this weekend we're going up to Boston for the Chowder Cup for with DJ for a big, that's a pretty big time tournament up there in Boston.
Yeah.
And then next weekend we're actually going to the lake. We haven't had an actual vacation as a family and since DJ started hockey.
Yeah. So like pre-pandemic, really. You guys just don't get out. No, I feel you. You're busy with that stuff, and good luck to him. It sounds like fun. The Chowder Cup. Oh man.
Yeah. So yeah, that's going to be a big time thing. There's going to be a lot of good, about 100 teams up there. So good competition. There'll be tons of scouts and such. And so, I mean, we're only about a little over a month away from him going to prep school, and then Lauren's going back to UNC Wilmington. So we'll be empty nesters before you know it. It's going to be a weird thing.
Yeah, just you, your wife, and a room with 60,000 board games in it.
That's right.
That's a family there. Yeah.
And a golden retriever that's going to be like, well, where did everybody go?
Yeah. You're going to get a little bit of attention-starved dog there. But anyway, yeah, let's do that. Let's break down what are the big expectations, your top 10.
Okay, so I'm going to run down 11 games really quick. Yeah. So I'll try to get this within 2 minutes. I'll try to get the 11 games in 2 minutes. And then if anything sparks your interest, you can ask me more about them. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Go.
Great.
All right. So number 11, we got Rome in a Day. That's from Alley Cat Games. It's a pretty cool I split you choose, very light game where you're just kind of making your little kind of, they call it Rome in a Day. So you're making a city. So you're doing I split you choose with other people. That's going to be $30 from Alley Cat Games. Number 10 is Nemalia. This is from Lucky Duck Games. Another very good family friendly game. It's only $20 you have. You're kind of drafting cards that you're sending, kind of drafting like Seven Wonder style, but they're kind of 4x4 grid on the card, and you're making basically a 5x5 grid with different animals. So it's Nemalia, but animals, and then there's different scoring cards for during the game. Very fun, a good solid game. Number 9, Wild Tiled West. This is from Dire Wolf, Polyominoes, and you're putting tiles into the Wild West, and you're drafting these tiles, which are polyominoes or Tetris pieces. Then you're making up your city, and each one of these tiles has different icons on them for the scoring and, you know, and capturing bad guys and getting bullets and stuff like that. There's number 8. It's called Mech a Dream. This is from Blue Orange for $40. This is basically based on, I mean, it's loosely based off of, what is it, Philip K. Dick, Robots Dream of Animal
Electric Sheep.
Sheep. Yeah. Animal Sheep.
Do androids, you really Spagnolo that one. Do androids dream of electric sheep?
So it's called Mecha Dream, a very kind of, again, light to medium weight game where you're kind of drafting different pieces or buying different pieces, and they're kind of going down a conveyor belt until then they eventually go into your tableau. And it's all about, you know, androids dreaming and such like that.
Right.
Number 7 is a large one. Brian, this is up for you from Atomic Mass Games, Star Wars Shatterpoint, $165. This is kind of like your Marvel... the big time Marvel
Marvel United or the Crisis Protocol.
This is kind of like Star Wars Crisis Protocol.
Okay. Yeah.
Where there's minis that you can paint, and you got to put them together, and there's just all the terrain, everything. It's really cool. And it's not just like Warhammer where you're just killing each other. There's different types of Warhammer things where you're right. doing kind of different scenarios and getting different victory points.
Sure.
But Star Wars Shatterpoint, there's a bunch of armies coming out for it as well. But the base game is $165. Number 6, Sagrada Artisans. That's from Floodgate Studios. That's $75. Basically, we love Sagrada. It's one of the
Sagrada's
really
great. Yes.
Oh, so good. This is basically kind of like Sagrada Legacy is what it basically is. So it's basically like campaigny and a legacy. And there's different books. And I believe there's 4 books in the Sagrada Artisans book. So if you and Tina want to play this together, then you'll have a whole separate. You can do it basically twice because there's 4 books in there. So very, very cool. Number 5 from the creator of Medium is called, and also from Green Team Wins creator, Everything Ever. This is from Floodgate Studios. This is from Nathan Thornton, $25. Basically, it's just a party game where you're putting cards down, and you're putting different cards down in front of you that'll have things on it. It'll be like movie and bugs and things like that. And then you're going to have to say something when it comes to your turn, the cards in front of you, you have to say something that goes with every card in front of you without repeating. But if you can manage to say something like The Fly, I just got a movie and bugs. So now I've satisfied both of those.
What was the title again of that one?
Everything Ever.
Everything Ever. Okay. Just writing
these very down. Cool. A very, very cool party game.
Okay.
Number 4, Distilled. This is from Paverson Games. This is about $90. This was on Kickstarter last year, but it's released now. This is a really cool kind of Euro game. think kind of Agricola, like a medium to heavyweight Euro, but it's all about owning a distillery for like whiskey and such. And then you're kind of putting the different ingredients in there. Very cool kind of work placement, auction-y, very Euro-centric, very, very cool. I thought this one was neat. Number three, this game called The Isopharian Guard. So we're getting into the heavier ones. That these are all the Crazy Dan games and probably Crazy Brian games. Johnson, you play them, but you take you about an hour. I mean, the rules would take like an hour.
Yeah. Rules. You know, it's funny today. This week is the week I had to do final proof and final sign off on the mass production of the rules for Dungeon Murder game. And so you bringing up rules and how I hate them. Perfect time to bring that up.
Well, and I saw your sheet. That was perfect. That's exactly what you want rules on that side of a size game to be.
Yeah.
Is, you know where all the rules are. If you need to thumb through them, you're not thumbing through 30 pages of things. You just look and go. And it's and that game is great because it's got easy to learn, plenty of replayability, your game, that is. And it's just amazing what you've done with that. So,
well, thanks, man.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm excited to get that to you when I get Dex to you to you help me with the whole solofication of it because I want to be able to
Yeah, and I just finished playing a couple of solo games, things I've had today and yesterday off. I played a game called Mosaic, which is a Civ game. Played it solo. Just really fun game. Anyway, number three, Isopharian Guard. This is very much a Haven game, like a Gloomhaven, a Frosthaven. Okay. It's got basically like three different campaigns in it. And each campaign, whether you play it solo or two player, there's basically two characters that you're using to go through the story. And when you go to the second campaign, you use two new characters to play them. So it keeps you kind of fresh without having to, worry about unlocking other characters and such like that. Very, very cool. Mm. Number two, you guys would probably both love. It's called The Witcher Old World. It is still large and sandboxy, but you're basically going around the map, doing different quests, and trying to get victory points to finish the game. And really, almost the same thing, but in a D&D universe, is my number one. It's called Dungeons & Dragons Trial of Tempest. It's a sandboxy game. You're creating your character, kind of beginning with these cards and such, where you have like a mage, and then you're picking a spec, and then you're getting some different skills. You'll be leveling up through the game. You're doing different things like area control on the map. You're maybe taking out the kobold camps over here, defeating them, or maybe over here you're controlling a temple, and then you might have to take out the golem to get more victory points. It's a kind of a race for victory points kind of game. But there's your 11 really big games to check out for Gen Con. There's a lot of different prices and such. You can listen to the Geek All-Stars. If you have a good commute to the con that you're driving and you got 3 hours, we did a top 11 to try and buy. So try games where you can only demo them and then buy. So I myself, my co-host Chris Dice Hate Me Kirkman, and BJ Rojas from Board Game Gumbo. We talked about Chris. Scott, you'd probably love Board Game Gumbo. Down in the Bayou.
Oh yeah, I got some Orleans. Got some history.
Well, both of those things individually. So yeah. How could they be bad together?
Yeah, what a combo you got there. Oh, that's fantastic.
We talk about a whole ton of games on the last show, if you like. And I've also got a top five, which is coming out, which is on Major Spoilers. That's the top five to try and buy, which I kind of change up the games to try, just to have more games out there to the masses. That's on Steven Schleicher's Major Spoilers Network on their top five feed. That should be out sometime this week.
Very nice. Lots of stuff going on. Follow Dan out there, and we'll see you next month for more. Probably another dumb medical question from Scott, plus more board games.
We'll do the solo thing.
I'm excited about that. So
I like that. Yeah. I'm excited about
turning your multiplayer games into solo games, everybody, and some of the best solo games out there. Dan, have a fantastic month. We'll see you next time. May your microphone settings never change. All right.
Right. Yeah. Please don't change them. Yes.
Man, are we sure he's not Cocaine Shark? Because he can go.
You did tell him that he had more time this time than he usually does, right?
No, the whole idea was give you a wider berth, You can have a little more time. Anyway, we wrote down all these names. Hopefully we've got them all right. We'll double check them, but I think I'm going to put these in the show notes. So if you guys want to find these top 11 games, we'll make it so you can track them down.
Wanted to devote the time, I could go into quicktms.li and create links for all of these, but that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
A lot. If it wasn't 11 things, if it was two things, that'd be different.
If it was two things, I would do it. This is 10 things. 10 or 11 things.
This is 11 things, which is a strange thing to not do 10, but to do 11, right?
I guess I could do, I could put the list there for sure.
You could put the list. You don't have to link them all, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all those hyperlinks, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Claire's offering to do it. You're going to give me links.
All right,
if I give you a list, Claire, you'll
you give her the idol, she'll throw you the whip.
All right.
There's no problem.
Give her links, and she's going to get me links for all of them.
I love it.
Can you use my my Amazon affiliate link too, Claire? Thanks.
You should do that. Why not?
Well, I'm not going to do it if she's the one.
She's the one doing the work. Yeah.
She's the one doing the work. I don't feel good about.
Before we get out of here, I got a quick correction. I don't remember this. All right. So it's fine when we get corrected. Now, usually we remember why we're getting corrected, but I don't remember this at all. Yeah. Maybe you do, but it says this. It says, "Hey, Scott and Brian, just had to let you know that Enedi Okafor is a she, and you can hear several of her short stories on the LeVar Burton Reads podcast." I don't know who that was or what the reference was for, but
it obviously would have come up during our read this segment with Amy, but I don't remember it.
Nettie ever. With two N's? Something about that's familiar. Like we brought that up or something about the two N's? I don't know. All right. Well, thank you for the correction. We got another one. We're being watched, by the way, because I got this text from, I assume it's this person. I don't actually know, but it says, "Hey, I just wanted to let you and the whole TMS crew know that Joe Materis is watching."
Oh, no. Okay. Gosh.
Or Materis. Mata. I'm not sure which. Okay. I don't know what to do with that. That's the single only text I ever got from the guy. And he's watching. So.
Well, I look, and if you search for that name, there is a Joe Materis. Oh, he's a comedian, apparently.
Really? Like, we have a comedian watching us?
We have a comedian watching us.
Hold on. Like, I want to see this guy.
He has his own website and everything.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's a guy. He's a New Jersey guy.
Oh, he's been on the Howard Stern Show, WTF with Mark Maron, Late Show with David Letterman.
Let's see the.
I bet I've heard this guy and not, and just didn't know him by name.
I'm looking at his account on X. You know the news, the hot X. News social media platform called X.
Yeah, I'm an X user of that service.
I am too. I think. Anyway, all right. Well, hey, Joe, we're happy to have you, man.
Happy to have you.
Yeah, be here. Thank
you. Send us some jokes, would you?
One final note from Jim. This is our good pal Jim Jensen here locally. He says, "My niece Autumn is ill and needs to be seen by the specialist within the Mayo Clinic. She is a single mother with limited resources. The good news is she's an author of four books that want to be read. In an effort to broaden her potential readership and improve her chances of funding this trip, I present the following quote from her and several links to further information. Quote, I suffered from my father's death and several sudden and tragic losses in my life, then found out I'm facing my own debilitating rare disease or illness. I started writing to explore death in a creative way and now found now to leave a legacy for my children who may not know me in adulthood. So you can go to this Barnes & Noble link where you can find her books at tinyurl.com/ambooks23. Or you can go to her Facebook link, which is her authorship page over at tinyurl.com/amauthor23. So one is AMBooks23, the other is AMAuthor23. And Autumn's Missed Mayo's clinic campaign on Facebook, which is scheduled to run through the 3rd of August. You can also find that at tinyurl.com/ammayo23. So books, author, and Mayo, all between AM and 23. Those are your three links. Easy to remember. Go over there and check them out.
Cool.
Happy to help out and make mention of this. And Jim, we hope the best for your niece, Autumn.
For sure.
Jim's a good guy. All right.
Oh, the nicest.
Nicest guy. We're going to get out of here. I need to remind people, though, that we subsist on Patreon and your good graces, your willingness to contribute to this enterprise, and without it, we don't have a show. So please continue and keep that up. Patreon.com/TMS. You have like 5-6 days left in the month. Why not use those to hop in there and get in there now if you haven't already? And a gigantic thanks to everyone who already is. Read about all the benefits today at Patreon.com/TMS. All right. I guess we just have music left. Is that all we have?
Just have music. I think that's it.
Well, shit. Let's just do it then. Let's play it.
All right. Brian wrote in. Wait, was it me? No, I would remember it. Brian, sorry for the short notice on this request. Hopefully you'll be able to squeeze it in. This Thursday, meaning last Thursday, I will be for the first time since pre-COVID returning to competing in large pinball tournaments.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Very cool. What makes it a, like, is it massive machines a giant basketball-sized pinballs bouncing around in these things? Is that what makes it a large pinball tournament?
I kind of want it to be what you're describing.
I kind of want it to be that, too. Yeah. So I was hoping you could play a song to get me ready on my trip up to the tournament. I was hoping you could play me something pinball-related. If you can find something, anything but Pinball Wizard, I leave the choice of song to you. If you can't find anything pinball-related, anything by Iron Maiden will do, feel free to play my song on a different day if the notice was too short. Sausage.
Oh, you want one of those, do you? I think I got that. I got that right here. It's right here. Hold on. Nope, that's not it. That's going to happen again, isn't it? Where's the name? I can't find it. This one.
This is why we got rid of a lot of our segments, because we need time to search the soundboards for things.
Yeah, we need time.
How about a booby?
You know what? That's not it either, but that's the right person. We're on the right track. So we're now going to go sausage, and we're going to find the long one. Here it is.
Sausage.
That's
did
the
it,
one.
Did it feel longer? Done. Feel longer?
By the way, Claire, if you're searching for links, don't, because Dan just sent me an email with Board Game Geek links for all 11 games. So I'm going to make those a post.
And if you did already. All right. Anyway.
Right. All right. So I had to stay away from Pinball Wizard. There's only two other pinball songs that I know of. One of them is a song by, God, it's another Brian Porcheso or something like that. An old 70s song, like a bluesy, my wife left me for pinball and I'm a truck driver and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then a song by a favorite band of mine called Yellow, and you're probably familiar with Yellow's big hit, which is the song that goes,
love it.
Anyway, that's Yellow, but they do a lot of great other music. And if you're not familiar with the band, you know, pull up Spotify or Apple Music and just do a search for Yellow Essentials. Just spell Yellow without a W, and you'll have that first song that you know really well. And then you'll have a bunch of other really interesting, eclectic, and weird but fun music. One of those songs is a song called Pinball Cha-Cha, which is about the greatest pinball player in all of South America or something like that. And
weird.
It's a great song. I think it's from there. I think the album is called Claro Que Sí, which is, of course, in Spanish. If I know my Spanish, and I probably don't. I think it's Claro Que Sí. Anyway. Whole lot of stuff, information here about that. But we're playing a cover, and the cover we're playing is the one by Señor Coconut. Señor Coconut is a German dude named Uwe Schmidt, and he goes by a lot of names. He goes by the name Adam TM, or Adam Trademark. He's gone by Señor Coconut. He's just gone by TM at times. And he's like the father of Latin electronic music. Brilliant stuff. You got to check him out. Oh, Stella. That's right. Yellow Stella. Yeah. Thank you, Universal Constant. Anyway, here is Pinball Cha-Cha. All that set up just for this song. Pinball Cha-Cha by Señor Coconut from his 2008 album, Around the World.
One, two, three, cuatro.
Wow. If you watch this man, he's really one unity with this machine. He's the number one pinball player in Mexico City. And for him, if he plays his game, everything is claro que sí.
Come close to me and tell your man you will see. I'm a fool, but
Get more at frogpants.com.
This is an unhappy beanie.
Yeah, you don't.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.